podcast.
Yo. Yeah.
This is on your project, bro.
Right? Nah, that's for real, though. We need to get them Afro beats in. They don't, I don't know if they got any Somali Afro beat rappers
that'll
out there
turn
yet.
The summer up.
You feel me? That's what I'm saying. This project.
I'm not pausing it.
Crazy.
All right, so we just dropped y'all in the middle of a conversation and everything. We are live down here at MIA. Mm-hmm. That sounded crazy. MIA. Hookah. This is where we do ETC Live.
Yeah.
Is that what we call
I
it?
I think that's what we'll call
we
it. ETC Live.
Every other Tuesday. You know what I mean? We got some real like special things in store for the people. Come 2024. It's already 2024.
Yeah.
So I know it's been a while since you guys heard our voice.
Did you miss me?
That's crazy. On the real, like I said, we're recording on site right now. So, you know, there's vibes and music and stuff going in the background. The hookah's going. You feel me? But we have a very special guest who it's an important time, I think, for you. It's an important time for us.
As creatives,
me
sure.
And Tizzle, we about to get back in the studio and everything. We coming back with our 2024 season. And we have like maybe 12 unreleased episodes.
We have more than I can count. I forget some people that we've talked to.
SMG, listen, we recorded all these joints last year, 2023, throughout the year. And throughout it, I was always like, yo, make sure it's evergreen because we don't know when this is coming out. I didn't know it was going to take 6, 7, 8, 9 months or whatever in some cases. But, you know, here we are. I didn't even tell you this or whatever. I'm thinking it's exclusive for everybody that's about to hear it for the first time. That we just put them all out or whatever at the end of this month. Going into like the new season, whatever, batch upload all of it and people can listen back. Sorry for being so long and taking so long or whatever.
I like that because then we're not backed up. So yeah, you guys will get a boatload of us very, very soon.
That's facts.
But like, keep in mind, again, that was last year. If you hear something crazy, I am a different woman now. It is 2024. I've changed.
You're gonna hear a lot of hurt. I was very hurt like all 2023 while recording all that.
You gotta paw through it.
I was stressed, extremely stressed. Niggas was in they definitely like hustling or whatever. But with that being said, because we are gonna just put out a bunch of content all at once, that means that it's our promise, our commitment to y'all, the listeners, that we're going to be back and recording stuff regularly and putting stuff out regularly and everything. So
we'll be forced to. We will have no more content in the tuck.
Yeah, listen. We was kind of using that as a crutch.
Yeah, like, yeah, we definitely did this last week.
So it's y'all's first time hearing this in a while, but it definitely won't be the last. We're about to put out hours of content, and there's going to be hours of content coming out. So
clips,
we're going to look up
all
for
that.
But then also, like I said, we are live podcasting from MIA Hookah every other Tuesday, and we just decided tonight that our first guest of 2024 is Sizzle in 2024.
No, that was my birthday.
Sizzle was.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yes, that was last year. Whatever. So our first guest of 2024 is going to be Freshy. We're inviting him and the whole team to come up here and live pod with us and everything. He has a project that's coming out this coming Friday. I can say that because this has to go out immediately. You feel me?
Yes.
So if you're listening to this, please pull up on him at the basement, 7 p.m. doors.
Yep, 7 p.m. doors, Friday, January 26th. You know. Don't meet me there, beat me there. You know, is that what the cool kids say nowadays?
I don't know, man. I gave up on
coolest.
Being the cool kid, bro.
You're the coolest.
I gave up on it. You sound so
hey.
I can't wait, personally. Lee. It's going to be a very lit time.
Nah, for sure. I'm excited about it, too, just because it's this low-key, like, not it's like the first headlining show that I've done when it was just me, but this is the first headlining show that I put on just me, though. That I've done, like, you know, from the ins and outs, you know, from the booking it to doing the whole nine. And for real, it's really like a moment that I needed for myself, because lately I just over the past few years I just been kind of felt like I've been stagnant and trying to figure out what is it, something new that I can do, what can I give to people, what can I, you know what I mean? So for me it's a refresher and trying to just go up there, do my thing, talk about my story, do some of the old records that I haven't done in years. You know, just really get people the history on who Zach Fresh is, you know what I mean? So
yes.
I started talking into the hooker. I'm looking forward to it, man, sincerely. And then shortly after, you know what I mean, he's going to be here at ETC Live, interactive show. We're going to play some of the records. I heard the album last night, too, at the listening party.
I wish I would have heard it.
Nah, it was, come on, man.
I wish.
You bringing that energy into 2024? That's crazy. I thought we said that we was past it. Listen, we've turned the page. We've pivoted.
You're right.
You see what I'm saying? Big pivot. Mm-hmm. But nah, it's a great project. We're going to definitely play it during the live podcast. Mm-hmm. So
I appreciate that, man. It was a... I know everybody always say, you know, when a new project come out, oh yeah, you know, it was different. But this was really different for me because I think this was the first time that I was able to kind of really get vulnerable on records, talk about my past, talk about you know, the losses that I took throughout my career, the success that I got out of my career, also what some of the things that keep me still going for real too. So, and I think that's what me and Malcolm was talking about too, was like, I think we always get, when we see people, especially online with the internet, we always only hear the success stories, but we don't never hear what the stories are of, you know, the trials that they went through to get to that. You know what I mean? So everybody think the road to success is just so easy, but when it's really not.
Talk about it.
You know? There really isn't like a route at all. It's like loops and all this other.
It's
like,
trial and error.
It's a marathon, bro. Shout out to Hustle.
Yeah, sometimes you're
double
definitely.
Hey, bro, I should fucking. You should music, what? Bro. That was crazy. I just dropped the bar. Y'all just missed it. It's all good. The listeners heard it.
Hey, man.
That's crazy.
ETC album coming out.
No.
Oh,
do
shit.
Not, do not encourage this.
Oh, shit,
look at
bro.
You. Try to. No.
Oh,
just
shit.
Because you are in a space now, you know, everything is coming together.
See how they try to kill my dreams, bro. In real life, that's wild. Like,
I was encouraging you to DJ before we hopped, you know, remember?
Nah, bro, that's, all right, that's too, you know what I'm saying? It's cool.
Anyway,
why are you talking about the stuff you talked about off mic, on mic? That's crazy.
You what, DJ?
I'm being chatty.
That's nuts, man. You're
anyway,
nuts.
Anyway,
nah, I have thought about that though, like not necessarily making music myself, but not even A&R in it, but like. Direct and get right,
man.
And then getting on, like, instead of having hooks and all that type of shit, just getting on talking.
But you a poet though, so,
like,
so I can see
word.
That. Yeah.
Nah, not spoken word. Talking to these niggas, you feel me? Like
talking and talking that shit.
Yeah, like getting to it, like, and like saying the shit that, ah, damn, somebody put out an album like that. I can't remember who it was, but like they didn't have no hooks on it or whatever. It was just, you know, after Nipsey died.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? When he had the song with DJ Mustard.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And like in between the verses or whatever, it was just like clips and stuff. I thought about doing something. I don't know if I'm.
I can see that. One thing for sure, you know what I mean? I think whatever anybody want to do, I think, you know, never let anybody try to box you in. Never.
Tear.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, fuck me, because who am I?
Whoa.
Like,
that's crazy.
Like, I have opinions, but you can do whatever you want
to
do.
I love the joke I was about to make. I can't even make it now, bro.
Good.
Oh, wait.
That's good. Crazy. Freshie, would you ever like take another artist like under your wing, or have you? Like,
I mean, I would love to do that. There's actually things that I've been wanting to do, and it's crazy even just kind of talking to Malcolm about it too. I've always wanted to, because I know you got the Columbus Fashion Alliance going on and everything with the youth and everything. I just remember when I was younger and starting out doing music, I didn't understand what music theory was. I didn't understand what ad-libs was. I didn't understand what octaves was. I didn't, you know what I mean? That process is so crucial to the end product that if you don't know that, you don't. You know, you just in the studio kind of almost wasting your own time and money. But I would love to do that. Love to take specifically the youth. I would love to take somebody under my wing and just be a guide to them. You know what I mean? If they got questions.
Hey, bruh, be careful.
What is that?
Niggas listen to this shit, bro.
Hey, they gonna be in your DMs like, hey, yo.
Nah, hey, I love you. Let me know.
On you, bro, on some G, because, like, I'm with you. Like, I even need, it's like, I'm just thinking about like the next generation and all that type of shit, bro.
Yeah.
But mentorship, it come with work, man.
I think I would get the enjoyment of just giving back, because I know that was something that I wish I had starting off. Like like I said, I didn't understand it. I didn't start getting nice with writing hooks probably until Trap John Legend and Freshie Mode.
Wow.
Like, I
remember that.
Man, yeah.
And I didn't start getting nice with hooks until those projects came. Until I started doing those projects. Before then, I would struggle with hooks. Big James, Nasa Go, he used to do all our hooks even prior to that.
I remember you said that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know what I mean? So, like, it's been a learning experience trying to figure out how to structure records and the different ways that you can do it. That, again, like, I don't think a lot of people understand that concept. Mm-hmm. So you go in the studio, pay for your 2 hours, you lay your vocals, and then now you're at the end, you don't feel accomplished because you feel like something's missing. But that's because you just don't understand what else you could possibly do to put in there. Yeah.
And those things that you named are like always the small, like little intricate parts of the song, or just even like production that you hear it, but like you just don't know that it's important, that it makes such a big part of the record or whatnot.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like I look at ad libs as when you in the studio recording. Your verses, obviously, you comparing being in the studio to being on stage and performing. Your verse is like what you performing. Mm-hmm. Your ad-libs are your hype man. Is the person, you know, you're supposed to get on. That's why you get on that track and say whatever. That gives it that energy. It fills in those gaps, those moments where it might seem like something's missing. And you know, once I told myself that theory, ad-libs is crazy. Now everybody like, yeah, can you do the ad-libs on my verse, or can you do that? Because it's like, you be your own hype man when you look at it from that perspective. You
and know you're so like, your vibe, your energy, like even when you are in that mode, like you're good at ad-libs because that's just you. Like you're the turnt, like high energy person when you're in the artist bag right there. So
I appreciate that.
I like how you're talking. Like, we definitely need to get you somewhere in a mentorship position.
We can put a camera in front of you, bro, and let you talk about shit. Like,
honestly,
like you were saying about how last night was and everything. Like, one thing that I don't know if people really appreciate about you because they know teed up, fresh of you. Mm-hmm. It's like, you really may be one of the most like insightful niggas that I know and shit. You know,
I appreciate that.
You really have like some shit to talk about and everything. You know what I mean? And it's a pleasure, you feel me? Like, being able to have so many conversations, like, I feel like I know a different side of you or whatever, and I just feel like the rest of the world should know. Even beyond that, bro, like, I was just looking on my phone or whatever. I have a playlist of, like, Zach Fresh Greatest Hits, like, on my phone or whatever, you feel me? Because you have enough over years of and honestly, there's some shit on here that ain't even, there's some songs that aren't on here because they're not on streaming, whatever. So it probably could be double this length or whatever. Honestly, you know. Yeah. So,
I mean, my catalog probably go back 12 to 15 years, if not longer than that.
So has that like worked in your favor or anything?
As far as like.
Just like your progress and then just like, even, you know how people like monetize and like some streaming, so you might get money back from it. So you hear the stories of people that have a long standing catalog, but they don't really feel like they got any traction, but they still put it out there, and then eventually that one or like a couple hits get them, and now everything else they go back and find. Like, has that worked out for you in that way?
So, and I think that's the whole reason with this project and this show is, you know, like I was saying earlier, is just to show that the ups and downs, like, everything ain't always sweet. The biggest record of my career was Blame Yourself with Saha the Prince, and we got a quarter mil off that. And you know what I mean, whatever happened from there, the team that I had then, kind of the investments went wrong and money got spent in places that it shouldn't have been. And you know, granted, when Blame Yourself came out, I think I might have been 17, so still underage maybe at that time. I can't remember, it was been so long. But I mean, money gone, you know what I mean? And that was that did hurt for a while. But my thing is, the reason that I keep doing the music stuff and just keep dropping, because, you know, or let me even go back further. Before Blame Yourself, I was on tour with Soulja and them, and those was big moments in my life. First time I ever got paid off being on a tour. You know, then we fall out. Now I'm back in school and not making music. You know, that was a low point. Now I'm back in school, then we do the Saha the Prince record. And that was a high moment for me. After that, I get older, and pretty much the team that I had and people that was around me at that time, all they just wasn't around no more. Everybody kind of turned their back on me. So then that's when I dropped. After that is when I dropped Hiatus. So I guess I can keep going on and going down the timeline, but to your point, I guess I can say it worked out for me, but the way I look at it is that if I had those moments once before,
you can get them again.
I can get them again. Mm-hmm.
That's the thing, bro. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Right,
I love
there.
That you're thinking that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, bro, if you really telling, if you really like that for real, mm-hmm. then it doesn't matter if you lose it, because you can get it back. Like,
niggas lose games every day, mm-hmm. and yeah. then come back next week and win the game. You know what I'm saying? And like,
facts.
It's just no point. I short myself by stopping. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. By quitting. I short myself. So it's like, and even now, like I'm at a point in a position where like it's honestly not about the fame. It's not about trying to just be this big person, man. I literally love making music. I'm good at it. I'm great at it. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying?
Talk that shit.
And like, I just feel like I do myself a disservice by not doing it. You know?
Not only you, us too. Yeah, don't deprive us.
No, for sure. You know, the people too. Like, I don't want to deprive nobody of that, man. Like, so I keep going.
So I'm gonna do something real quick, right? Mm-hmm. Because one thing that Burn said last night is like, how many people in here have a favorite Freshie song?
Right? Mm-hmm.
And everybody raised their
me.
Hand.
Mm-hmm.
And Burn was like, at the end of this project, I guarantee you, you're gonna have. If not a new one, you're going to have something to add to this list.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But since this is coming out before the project come out, next time we come back, we're going to have to revise this list.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm about to go through 19 of the songs that okay. I think is like your greatest hits and everything, right?
All right.
And I want y'all to tell me if y'all think I'm leaving anything out.
Okay.
All right. You got Way Up Part 2.
Yeah.
Look at him. He's like, yeah.
NWO. Faces.
Your face is nothing.
Blackout off of Legendary's project.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. With Vern. Well,
yeah.
Rush Hour with Kent.
Mm-hmm.
Runts.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Runts might be the one.
Yeah, Runts
bro.
Is.
Hey,
Runts it's okay. Everybody say that
Runts
one.
Is a hit.
Runts could move.
Heaven on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
That might be my personal,
really?
Like, yeah.
Bruh.
You, bruh. Like, when you start singing, bruh. You know
what I'm saying? I like when he starts singing.
It's
like,
it's
I like
a ballad.
It.
Yeah. Cartier Buffs. Oh yeah, with Zach Fresh and Big
yeah.
Jazz.
Oh yeah.
Rasta.
Rasta.
That's another one, bro.
Near and dear to my heart.
You feel me?
Bron James.
Mm-hmm.
Teed Up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That song. That's a gem song for real.
Mm-hmm.
Act Like You Know. Break Up.
Mm-hmm.
Blame Yourself. With Sci High. We was just talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Break Up. Oh, I already said that, my bad. Killer.
Mm-hmm.
Live Fast with Trigno and Big James.
Mm-hmm.
All Night with Kent. Well, it's on Kent's project.
Ooh, I forgot about that one. That was a banger too.
On Kent's project.
Yeah.
Am I leaving anything out?
Nah. That's a solid.
But you have my favorites on there. So
what's your favorites? What was
my top three? We Oh Yeah, Rasta, Runts.
Yeah, that's definitely the mm-hmm. the top three. But mm-hmm. what's up, crowd? I think I'm just to you know, play a little devil's advocate on it. I think NWO. The New World Order.
On there. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That, I mean, that's on the list, but my top three in New World Order. Man, Cartier Buffs was beating in the car. Like, it was hitting in the speakers. And honestly, that record on the Hiatus project, that and Bron James, those was like my first time I actually was recording on my own. That was like one of the first projects where I really just went out on my own and facilitated it with Sean Starks.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Sean Starks. Mm-hmm.
Right?
It was good seeing him last night.
Yeah, for sure. It was a lot of love in the building last night. But NWO, Cartier Buffs. I mean, Runt. I gotta say, Runts. I can't.
That's a different. Type
it did
of
a
yeah,
lot.
Yeah.
it's a different bag.
Yeah, that's a different type of song, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So
you make. Great cohesive songs and projects.
I thought you were singing Heaven on Earth. My bad.
No, I was not going to start singing, but more so
have
just.
Heard you sing before.
Maybe in the car.
It took too long.
I don't know. Anyway, when you were going down that list, it just made me realize, like, wow, you make really great like songs. Like, you know, some people don't know how to make a song.
Like a full song.
Yeah. And that Forever Gold moment, that was a moment.
it's that man, that rang off so crazy. Like that was a soundtrack to a to a moment in like a lot that of our
was,
lives.
Yes,
for real,
like
at that
song, when I hear it, I think of so many memories. Mm-hmm. And then that was like one of my favorites that I would just play in the car, like on a casual tip. Like, mm-hmm. I still stand by that. Should have went digital. Should have went platinum. Triple.
Nah, that definitely went platinum in the hood for sure. We got the meet Faison Love off that record. Mm-hmm. Just mm-hmm. off the strength of that, mm-hmm. like, you know, it. And that's the thing, like, you know, I don't necessarily consider myself like a singer or anything like that, but like y'all said, like, it's some songs on there. Yeah. And that's what I like to make. I like to make records, songs, different bags. Like, you know what I mean? I grew up with my grandparents, so we listened to The Temptations. Mm. I grew up, you know, on my dad's side, we listened to, you know, just traditional Somali music. My older brother, he started rapping, and he used to have just CD cases full of, I mean, you name it, Big Timers, DMX, Master P, everything. So like my palette is so wide, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I do so many different types of genres and types yeah. of music.
It's a different cadence, different mm-hmm. style. Like, mm-hmm. you can do a lot.
He's rapping on this shit too, bro. Like Burns said, I want to make it a point. Like, niggas don't know that he could really spit. Mm-hmm. With him, so he got a couple records on the days.
I did say, for a while, I did neglect the, like, trying to bar up and stuff like that, or just really rap. Just because, like, I enjoy that. I do like it, but, like, it's... I like making music that I like having fun
that's,
too.
Yeah,
that's
fun.
You know what I'm saying?
Is it harder, do you think, to like try to make those type of like barred up songs versus like the fun? Or
I don't know. I wouldn't say it's I wouldn't necessarily say it's hard or not, but it's for me at least. Rap song. There was a point in time where I had a thought process that like barred up songs aren't hit singles.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so fixated on hit records. Like, I want a radio ready record. I want to, you know what I'm saying, the whole nine. I do think now, as of recently, in the past like few years, I do think like now, you know, rap real hip hop barred up records can be singles. I think I'm learning to execute that a little better too.
I feel like that's been an evolution of music, honestly, too, though, of like people kind of like accepting like, okay, like this can be a hit, even though there's like super, it's bars everywhere throughout this song. Like, it doesn't have to be boring. So you think that bars would be boring, like, but you can make it fun. And the fact that you have already like mastered in a way, like making a fun song, like you know how to make a fun record. So now you can actually show what you know how to do, like, in like already naturally.
I was going to say, so I think the older we get into, like, my palate is just personally changing too on things that I want to hear. Like I, you know, even with this project, what I want people to notice with this project is all my other records, I was cussing in my verses and stuff like that. But this project, I literally don't cuss in my verses
at
all.
He's an adult.
Oh my god!
And it's not even just so much of just being a dog, but it's just like, it's just not conducive to the life that I live now.
That's what I mean when I say you're an adult. Like, you're
my,
I shouldn't say an adult, because you're an adult before. He's just it's a maturation.
Exactly. And too, like, I felt like I was cutting my fan base in half by adding that into them, by cussing into the music. You know what I mean? You can't, some music, like Rasto, for example. Rasto, I mean, we're going to let that ring off forever.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? I don't know if people want to play that at the cookout with their grandma or something. You know what I'm saying?
Play runs at the cookout.
Like, though. Hey, grandma, this is that shit.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, so it's like, I just want to be more digestible for the people. And granted, you know what I mean? A lot of people say, like, nah, don't change yourself or nothing. And it's far from that. It's far from me changing myself. It's really just, like I said, it's we in an industry where we gotta have people like us. We gotta appeal to people. I mean, there's no way around that. Like, we can hate it all day.
You gotta be adaptable to what they want.
Got to.
You know, people are fickle. We change our minds a lot about what we like and who we want to hear certain things from. So
yeah.
We in the entertainment industry for a reason, to entertain the people. It's not just about us. Granted, we are an important role in that, but you know, the fan base, the people that the supporters, the people who believe in you, though, they're just as important as any other part of the machine.
Yeah.
I like that. I really do. I'm excited to hear this. I'm excited to listen to it and hear you like get your bars off. Mm-hmm. I feel like the hype is here now. Like, and I'm excited to see you perform it, because I'm saying, if
you're
guys,
you're a fucking entertainer, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if you guys haven't been to a Zach Fresh show, like, you're missing out, for one. But I just know like the, how the energy always is. And so that combined with the fact that I haven't heard the project, but I'm hearing so many good things about it. And like even what you said, what Burn was saying, that even I wasn't there to hear it, but it's like, wow, okay.
Yeah, I'm fucking with that interest. Yeah, like what? Oh yeah, I need to hear that then.
And then especially like someone like Burn saying it too. Like I didn't even know that he A&R'd it until you just told me that.
Yeah, first one that he's ever done. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I will say he's definitely been putting that battery in my back as far as giving me a different perspective of just how to look at things, especially looking at the content a certain way, looking at the market in a certain way. So I'm definitely forever grateful for him for putting that battery in my back. And also, like, too, one thing I'm learning, too, is, like, you need a team of people who can play their role, you know what I'm saying? So, like, we got, you know, like, I'm able to work with Dreamcatchers as, you know, we all work with Dreamcatchers, you know what I'm saying? Thanks. We have a production company that we all work closely with. You know, we got DJs that we work closely with. We got... you know, publicists that we work closely with. It's different than having three artists
trying to do
the same thing and do things together. You know what I mean?
Everybody, diversity and team.
It's diversity and team, and everybody has a role to play.
And everyone is happy to play that role. They're not trying to, you know, seep their way into like the main spot or anything like that.
Exactly. And like it's a way for all of us to share the credit and everything too. You know what I mean? It's just. Like I said, it's just still a matter. It's just easier when it's not, you know, multiple artists trying to get through the door at the same time.
That will cause a bunch of chaos, resentment, a bunch of feelings. I like that. So are you proud of yourself? Like, do you feel because, like, you're at a space now where you do have a more cohesive team that is looking out for you in a genuine way, like people that you are close to?
I'm definitely proud of the progress that I've made, especially remember that I started off, like, after the Blame Yourself and everything, but remember I had to start over by myself. So now to see everything kind of come to fruition to what it is now, like with the shows and even just to know that I still got a good face, that my face card is still valid, you know what I mean? That mean a lot too. That means that the work that I've been putting in the last few years on my own is actually working. You know what I mean?
It didn't go unnoticed. You were still relevant. People still acknowledge that. Still rocking with you. I feel like, as one of your fans,
this gang, y'all. This gang, we've been rocking for years.
Yes, I know. Don't let her fool y'all. But.
Wait, gang could be fans, bro?
Gang could be fans.
I'm a genuine fan. So I do feel like, after all this time, like, you never stopped being relevant to me. Like,
I appreciate
now
that.
If you was just sitting there, like, posted something and was like, I'm done, I'm not doing music no more, I'm out of it, I think I would personally feel some kind of way. Because when Columbus Music was, like, introduced to me through Malcolm, for the most part.
Damn, I was about to jump and be like, hey, who introduced you? Like, I was, like, talking shit, and I didn't know I actually did it or whatever. That's
crazy. You did, because, like, I didn't really see the... I don't want to say value, but I just didn't see the talent that I would like, you know? And then you opened me up to a lot, which then, like, also saw, like, what you guys were doing more often, actually tapping a bit more into that. And as one of the supporters, I don't ever feel like you stopped being relevant, in my opinion. Like,
I appreciate that.
I agree with that, too, honestly.
For real.
Like, and one thing I'll say about you, too, bro. Oh, my bad.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that, like, you make it easy to talk about Columbus Music, like, you folk like you too. It's not just you. Like, yo, he got KMB on the project.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and that nigga snap, bro. He's for the people that don't know KMB, he actually won I forget which Clash of the Titans, but he's a beat maker. No, that's disrespectful.
I'm gonna say
he is a beat maker. Man, he's a producer.
Trades, producer, DJ, he's a, everything.
He's a juggernaut, bro. Yeah. You know what I mean? Probably one of the most talented people, like, to ever come from this city, in my opinion, bro.
And humble as ever too, man.
So it's humble, man. It's
easy to talk to.
But like niggas like him, I mean, obviously you got Burn, who, in my humble opinion, I don't even like calling him a DJ no more, bro. He's just an all-star.
You don't even want creative. To call him no more. Yeah, like
he's LeBron.
All around.
LeBron James, you feel me?
All around.
Burn turned up.
Turned yeah. up.
And I feel like he's only just getting started. Mm-hmm. You know, it kind of remind me of, I hope this ain't disrespectful, but it kind of remind me of when Titty Boy, like, rebranded mm-hmm. and turned into
2 Chainz.
2 Chainz, you feel me? Like, because Titty Boy was still mm-hmm. that nigga, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, in his own right. Mm-hmm. So he goes, my point is that there's a Crop Trek, he's another one of them.
Yeah.
Trek is
another
show. One.
Yeah.
Sean Starks is there's a bunch of people. Caesar is another C's one.
Crazy. I got to sit in on one of his sessions a few weeks ago.
Feel me?
But I didn't even record.
You just sit there, just enjoying it.
Watching that nigga create.
Fire.
Bro. So humble, too. Mm-hmm. Like, so humble. And please, like, there's no way I can list off everybody.
Right. Yeah. Don't be mad.
You feel me?
Swift.
Elevate, the whole Elevate mm-hmm. crew and everything. Mm-hmm. Like, where my voice is. Oh, no, it's not live, but yeah. He was like, hey, y'all live? This is Fresh, Zach Fresh or whatever. He's going to come back on the next one. We're going to bring in Burn, too, and everything, and like do a whole thing. So we just doing like a preview episode for that. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's Dominique, man. Hey, yo, shout out to Dom, bro, for sending us up here at MIA. Everything, but that's kind of the point though. If you come out to this joint, then you know you can interact with, you can ask questions, and mm-hmm. you can, you know, not interrupt. Don't be disrespectful. You feel me? But
it's the vibe is always right when you're at the hookah spot for sure. Shout out all my East Africans. You feel me? Well, lie. Shout out all my East Africans, man.
Look at you.
That's crazy. Shit, bro, we about to just go in for a couple minutes and just tell people to come out and everything. We had a whole conversation.
I know, but it was good. I like talking to you like this, you know, because like he was saying, like he knows you in different parts of you.
Mm-hmm.
So when everyone else can like see this, it's like, yes, look at him.
I'm very textured. Like it's a lot of different elements to me for sure.
For sure.
I know niggas have seen me turn. You feel me? Is to see me down, you feel me?
Seeing you chill and be like randomly very like profound and like like why are you dropping gems with me right now?
This nigga read books.
Shut up.
<It's> like,
I mean, I told you I was surprised when you told me, can I say this, that like you didn't go to college?
Yeah,
like I am
sure.
very shocked at that because I know you to be like extremely smart, which college doesn't always
you
make
well-spoken.
You
well spoken. That's crazy. Racist.
College does. Look, I go back to school for 2 weeks and now I think crazy, I'm there and everybody. Bro. No. No, but like I just think it's very surprising because like you're so multifaceted in that way that you can know a bunch about this, but then you can also go lay like a great track down and then still be that cool guy. Like now like you're just, I've just watched you evolve over the years, like you're a father, like all these things, all these layers to you.
I credit all that just to the life experiences. Mm-hmm. Life experiences, man. Like my mom died when I was younger, so I had to grow up faster than a lot of other people. You know, I just credit all that to life experiences. I learned the way that I learned things in life, even in school, like was just going through it. Like you had to literally show me, or I had to just kind of
try it myself,
trial and error, fuck up and try again. And but I appreciate that though for sure. Cause I know I've heard that before too. Like a lot of people don't know other parts of me outside of music that I do. Like you know, being good in the tech industry, being good at just everything. Like
you're good at everything.
Good with my hands. Like I can.
What can he do?
I can build a house if it come down to
it. Yeah, we know.
What I'm saying? So it's like. You know, I just credit all that to just the life experience.
And they said men don't build houses no more.
Nah, you like I got you. We do it.
I don't know. I've just been feeling like immensely proud of like the people that I know lately. Like down to just like the creatives, just how everyone is just turned up and found like their niche and like they've really like leaned into it more.
Yeah.
And it's just been rubbing off on me. Like
nah, for sure.
Especially because like, you know how you hear a bunch of like naysayers, especially in the beginning, just like, oh no, like you can't do that, you can't do this, and like you don't really expect people to like still stick with like their craft and whatnot. So I'm always proud when I see people that I know still stick still to things it. Because mm-hmm. I'm that person now where I'm like, no, we definitely have cool things here. Look, listen to this song mm-hmm. and that song, this mm-hmm. person. Like, you're one of the people that I showcase no. when it comes down to that.
I appreciate that.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, don't ever stop because.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she stole my whole bar. Like, that's crazy. I just said that.
Oh, week.
I was like, yeah, like, don't ever stop. I need to have a blueprint.
Maybe Tahir, my mentee. You want me? You want to be my mentee? That's crazy. See.
Do you want me? Do you want Tizzle to teach you?
All right.
Only one person has graduated from my university so far.
Who?
I ain't saying his name. Fuck him. Oh. I didn't give him a transcript because he ran off.
Oh man.
But he did make it.
He gone someplace dark now.
It's not dark.
Shit. All right, anything else you want to say, just as a like final words or whatever?
Nah, I appreciate y'all. You know, I love what y'all doing and love the community and y'all bringing everybody together. Just back to your point about seeing everybody doing their thing. It's crazy that it's literally the same community that we've all been around each other for years. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think that's another thing that I don't think a lot of people understand too, is that this is really a tight-knit community. Mm-hmm. We all know each other. Yeah, like, for real know each other. Like,
bro, you are doing nothing to kill the rumors, bro, because that's what they say here in Columbus. I got it. I was going to say
nothing else. Oh, nah, Columbus.
Everybody know each other?
No, they say that all we do is put our friends on and everything like that. Let me be very clear.
I mean, you can't help when it's...
As a creative or whatever, and I became a fan of his. We became friends after I was a fan of his.
And even if you weren't, I mean, fuck it.
But even still, we all a handshake. We all a handshake away from knowing each other. That's the city's right. That small. Like, you know what I'm saying? Even if we ain't never talked directly, I'm sure we've heard each other's names, or, you know, heard the names of somebody else or any, you know what I'm saying? Like, Eric, Columbus is kind of, can be small like that for real, mm-hmm. for real. You know what
Very
I mean?
Very much so.
My thing is, you gotta have the talent to like be mm-hmm. that or whatever. Like, if you want to be that, then you have to be that. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so I'm just trying to dispel the rumors that y'all are determined to perpetuate and everything.
It ain't rumors. We just changing the perspective.
That's all.
I'm about to cut y'all's mics, bro.
I think it just shows a great sense of community.
Listen, you don't come outside and you inside
where I'm at.
Now.
Where I'm at.
I'll still be outside.
Yeah, you feel me?
They be
come up to me in the club and everything like, yo, it's Lincoln Bill, bro.
Let's Lincoln Bill.
Your ear like, bro.
Nah, that's a it's a song off the project and everything.
Let's Lincoln Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's a record on there called Politic.
Yeah.
Wait till you hear it. It's gonna go crazy. I think a lot of people resonate with it.
Respectfully though.
Mm-hmm.
Or disrespectfully.
No, disrespect. It's not like disrespect.
Oh my God. Yeah, you just want. I want peace in 2024. Okay?
I'm weak.
Like, I would like peace.
It's funny.
I just want no more cap.
I had that's to disclaim all. That, do a disclaimer on that record yesterday, because I'm like, I'm not saying I don't want to work with niggas. What I'm saying is that when people come up just blowing smoke, you know what I'm saying? I ain't really serious about trying to do anything and want to cook. Like, I ain't trying to waste your time or my time. If we going to build, let's do that then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Only smoke we acknowledge is the hookah in my head. You know what I'm saying?
We get the disclaimer, like, guys, before you hear this,
I am
open to work.
Let's cook up. We can do
I'm
that.
I'm not, bro. I feel like the people that I'm working with, nah, I'm being honest. Like,
who's for you is for you type shit?
It's not even, like, I'm not anti. I'm just saying that, like, if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, and I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, then our paths is going to cross naturally.
No,
that is facts. Yeah. That's so. Pretty much the same thing I'm saying too. Like, basically what I'm doing, I don't want politics. It's just like you said, them niggas that come to you in the club and your ear faded. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all right, bro, I can't even hear what you're saying right now.
Like, I'm like, I'm lit right now.
I don't even,
I might say yes to something and tomorrow I forgot and now I'm a bad person. But like,
yeah,
that doesn't happen to me. So,
because you don't, never mind.
I don't put myself in a position.
Right.
Yeah. It's like when people want to like link and build with me, I feel like it's different. They're trying to
slide.
Yeah.
I could see that from like a woman's perspective.
And I'm the kind of person where I feel like I know who I want to talk to. Like,
that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, like, and I'll talk to you if I want to talk to you. And if I'm not, it's just not your time yet. And if you want me to talk to you, then make yourself
interesting. That sounds crazy, bro. If it's not your time yet.
It's not time. Look, life is like the timing of things. I'm just blown with the wind, you know?
Salute.
I'm not on my time. This is already written.
I like that.
So it just wasn't time for us to talk yet. I was meant to be over here doing this because something else in my life was moving for me. You wanted me where you wanted me because that's your ego and all that. I can only go where.
You ain't got shit to do with me.
Nothing to do with me. You got to go talk to that lady about that one.
Respectfully. More disrespectfully. But truthfully, you
know what I mean? I like that. I like that.
This is great, guys.
This is really great, man. We wasn't supposed to have a full episode.
It was natural. Though,
now we're gonna run it back
forward to the future convos and everything, man. Please make sure that y'all pull up on Friday to the show. Make sure y'all pull up to MIA. They do have drinks now too. In case y'all didn't know, they do have drinks. They serve till 1. They have hookah specials on the nights that we do live.
There's food across the street.
Yeah, it's a good time up here, man. So, and clearly, y'all hearing the music in the background.
It's definitely a vibe here, man.
The music been going.
Yeah,
y'all can't see him, but I've been dancing.
That's crazy. Anything else you want to say, Misty?
Oh my gosh!
Yo, I can't wait at the live pod. I'm gonna tell them what Avery said about you, bro.
Wait, what?
My daughter.
What she said about me. All right, yeah, save that one.
Nah, that was crazy.
On that note, I have nothing else to say.
She said, on that note, I am signing out. Okay. Oh, also, just to add to that, Wallahi dropping this Friday as well, so make sure, you know, y'all check out that project. Going to be live on Bandcamp. Then we'll put it on streaming services a little after that, too. But
don't wait. Get it Friday.
Don't wait. Get it Friday.
All right, we're going to get out of here.
Bye, guys.